I want to start out talking about what we started on the other week, and I want to talk about He will move with compassion. And throughout Jesus' ministry on earth, compassion moved him, or he would move with compassion. And that's why I cannot associate God and diseases. Together. Compassion, love, mercy, compassion, pity. When someone is hurting, you show them compassion, you show mercy, you show pity by what? Going to them, reaching out to them, and helping them. And when someone is in trouble, they had someone else that would show mercy and help them. And the world needed Jesus. He did not come to bring violent John in with Satan and see how they can work together. But he came to deliver and set free. Amen. So I want to read you what he said in John Gospel, chapter 3. Most everybody familiar with this, John Gospel, chapter 3. And I want to pick up at verse 16, maybe 17, I think 16. When you get it, say amen. If y'all can put, if you can put it on the screen, go ahead and put that up. We won't. Familiar, but I want you to listen to these scriptures. Hallelujah. John Gospel chapter 16. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I want y'all to listen good. Then you even have a clear vision, clearer understanding about the difference between God putting this stuff on you and what you can receive, because he came to get it off you. He came to set you free. Exactly what he did. He did not come to make your life miserable. He came to make your life joyful, peaceful, to bring you peace and joy and strength. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God so loved the world. You know what God is interested in now? And we'll talk about that. You know what he's interested in? He wants his family. His family was stolen. A thief got his family. That's why he became a man. That's how important you are to him, and you were, we were. He became a man because he had to do it through a human body. He had to become a human being in order to get the job done. You can't outsmart, outthink, outwit God in no kind of way. What you're trying to think of, he already done it. So that's why we trust him. That's why we listen to him. He's so much smarter and wiser than we are. What you're trying to figure out, he's been doing it. And he wants you to take on his wisdom, his knowledge, so you can do like he does. All right? So he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, notice the condition, that whosoever, what? Believeth in him should. Oh, okay, so that take care of that deal. When you know the truth, you don't have to be afraid. I know I'm not going to perish. Because I believe it. I believe in him. I received him. He's Lord of my life. So I can't perish. I have his word. He can't lie. So in all these fears and oppositions from the enemy, the world of darkness come against you, coming at your mind, just tell it, take a hike. Go back where you came from. Cast it down, like the scripture says, cast down imagination. Every high thing, what? Exalt itself against the knowledge of God. I know the truth. I know what God knows about this. So just take your little stuff, get on back, because you can't destroy me. I'm wrapped in his big arms. You little chicken, you can't get me out. And you want it, you try pulling me out of his arm. You get wrapped one time with them big arms upside the head, and there you go down the road hollering like a whipped pup. Okay. Hallelujah. Ever, and he said, shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. What you shall have? Everlasting life. And this is how you get free. Let me move on. For God did what? Sent not his son into the world to do what? Condemn. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world. That was not his purpose in coming. Jesus came not to condemn the world, but that's what? But that the world through him might be saved. That's what he came to do, to save the world. Ooh. So all of this fear, don't you spend a second worrying about how you're going to make it. I want y'all to hear me. Build this in your spirit. Don't you spend a second concerned about how you're going to make it. You know why? Because it's already made. Amen. All you got to learn how, all you need to do is learn how to trust and obey. Amen. Just do what he says. Okay, Lord. And when you miss it, be quick to repent. Don't hang around with that. Don't hang around with it and figure out with that silly pride. Be quick to say, Lord, I missed it, didn't I? I did wrong, didn't I? Boom. I'm right now, Lord. You know I am. You know I'm right now. So he can go ahead and do it for you. Hallelujah.